Hi, I'm Rob MacDonald. This audio presentation is brought to you by Plum Dibs. You've heard me say it several times now, in several different ways. The goal is to build a targeting system that uses audience insights to generate the right number of the right kinds of leads for you. To get those insights, we apply emotional intelligence. But how important is emotional intelligence really? It's not like emotional intelligence saves lives, right? Wrong. Chris Hayes, a partner at GMA's Technology Solutions Group in Baltimore, loves to escape. She finds it relaxing to go deep into the wild to hunt and shoot dangerous animals with her camera. One time over lunch, Chris showed me incredible shots of lions and rhinos and alligators, and after admiring a wide array of them, I asked her if she had any black bear. There was a reason for my request. When I was 11, on a family houseboating trip to the U.S.-Canadian boundary waters, I had an encounter I'll never forget. I'd gone off alone to climb a tree, and as I sat there, two cubs walked directly below me. And then the mama bear came lumbering under. She was so close, I could have dropped right onto her back. I didn't let my breath out until they had crossed the clearing and vanished into the underbrush. And ever since, I've been fascinated by these huge, dark beasts of the forest. Chris told me she didn't have any. Never got close enough, she lamented. On a trip to Vancouver Island, Canada, however, that would change. The locals said it was the largest salmon run in 100 years. The river was dark, rough, rainy, about 25 feet wide, surrounded by wet, moss-covered rocks, thick brush, fallen trees, and a single narrow path leaning in and out. Chris went down to the end of the path with her friend holding the umbrella. They sighted a big black bear on the opposite bank, swatting fish. I was completely absorbed in getting the perfect shot, Chris said, totally oblivious. While peering through her camera, she heard her friend say, "Chris, we have company." Chris looked up. A massive black bear stood not 6 paces away, entirely blocking the path. "This is not good," Chris murmured, the stem of her glasses dangling from her mouth. "Don't run." "We have nowhere to run," her friend reminded her. They had seen bear postings throughout Canada. Chris was familiar with the procedure. If you meet a bear, stay calm, talk softly, and back away slowly. Problem: she had only a small space behind her. To back up would be to trap herself in a corner. Not good. "Stay calm, keep talking. Mr. Bear," she said, addressing him formally, "please want fish. Please want to go in the river, Mr. Bear." What the bear wanted, she knew, was for her to get out of the way. But how? There was no escape. We've all been there, haven't we? We've all had to stand up to what others are trying to escape. This profession has always been about having courage and facing challenges and standing up. The best we can do in times of extreme risk is keep control of our emotions and rely on our training and past experiences. Mr. Bear dropped on all fours. And down the bank he went. He crossed the white water on a bridge of rocks to the first bear, ran it off, and ate its lunch. Now that she and her friend were safe, Chris stayed long enough to shoot a few pictures of Mr. Bear. Back home, she remembered my request and emailed them to me with a single, simple subject line: Bear. Such is the power of emotional intelligence.